Welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. My name is Alexis Glam, and my passion is helping women from around the world master the law of attraction, gain confidence, find their life purpose, and become masters of their own realities. I'm super excited today to inspire you and help you eradicate your limiting beliefs and achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. So if you're looking to massively level up your life from the inside out, to attract high-value relationships, wealth, happiness, and an overall luxurious lifestyle, this podcast is for you. You can see this as your weekly dose of manifestation tips, inspiration, mindset development, and much more to help you become the best and most irresistibly magnetic version of you. And best of all, I'm all about helping you with an extra dose of motivation by sharing inspirational stories of glamorous women and myself alike, as well as discussing the various techniques you can use today to improve your life. I definitely wouldn't want to keep you waiting any longer, so let's dive right into it. Hello and welcome everyone to the podcast again of Glamifest Your Dream Life. This is your host, Alexis Lam, and today I have Leah Klein with us. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Alexis. How are you doing?
I'm good. Ladies, today is the day we are launching The Art of Being a Woman That Can Do No Wrong, and Leah's a glamorous guest for sure, and I've known Leah for a while. I'm not sure how long we know each other. It's been a few years, no?
Oh my God, yeah, it's been like maybe 4 or 5 years already, maybe longer even.
Maybe longer. It's crazy. And yeah, we've been through a lot together, and we've discussed also the secret, the law of attraction in the past, right?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
And you are living the life now, Leah. But before we get started, why don't you give the ladies at home a little bit of an introduction of who you are, where you come from, what you're doing now. Who are you, Leah? Tell them.
Okay, girls, I am Leah Klein. I live in Palm Beach, Florida right now. I grew up in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. but then I moved to the U.S. First, I lived like 3 years in Los Angeles in California. I was living there for work, for modeling. And so I'm originally from Europe, but I always wanted to move to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And now I live in Palm Beach, Florida with my husband, because I'm married.
Yes. And what about using the law of attraction to get where you are? Let's backtrack a little bit. Where did you start, or where did you get introduced to the law of attraction or the secret? How did it work for you?
It was actually kind of funny. Like, when I really got like introduced to the law of attraction, it was actually from a girlfriend from school. And she was like, Leah, you should like read this book. And I was like, what, you know, what is the secret? I was like kind of confused. I was like, okay, this sounds
kind of dodgy. If you look at the book, it looks so secretive, and with the red, and it's like, oh my God, what is this?
So I was like, okay, you know, let's give it a try. And first I saw on YouTube, like, they had the documentary on there, mm-hmm. but they now have it on Netflix too. So I watched it and I was like, oh my God, I need this in my life. It was like, I saw they were having a vision board and stuff. So immediately I started making a vision board because mm-hmm. I was like so excited about it. And I was like, I cannot think negative anymore. I just want to, you know, focus on the positive. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I had like in my mind, like, everything is possible. Like, everything is possible.
Wow. So was it easy for you? Did you just read the book and you were like, oh my God, okay, so I should stop being negative and anything is possible? Or did you struggle a little bit with those two things?
First, I watched the documentary and then I ordered the book too, you know, and I mm-hmm. ordered it in Dutch since I am actually Dutch. So, you know, that I can read it in my own language. And then I was reading it and I was just excited, and I made like a vision board because it was like, whoa, like it felt like a whole new world was opening for me that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. And what did you put on this vision board? Do you remember?
On my vision board, I put like, I put a dog, I remember. Uh-huh. I put on my a vision board that a couple that's been married. Mm-hmm. Put it on there. I put a flag of the U.S. on there.
Oh my God, what?
I put a Bentley on there, a gray Bentley I put on there, and I put
Yeah.
like some, you know, how I wanted to feel inside more with like mindful, that I was like peaceful inside, and I put like beaches and sunny weather. That's what I all put on there.
Well, that sounds kind of like the life that you're living right now, to be honest.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, it was so funny when I met my husband. He had a gray Bentley. He had like the exact Bentley that I put on my vision board, like the exact one, the convertible one, the gray one, the exact one.
What? Like, what are the odds, ladies, like at home? Start getting your vision board ready. I'll talk about that in a little bit. About
Yeah.
some tips, or maybe Leah can give some tips about putting that vision board out there. But so the
Yeah.
ladies at home know, you met Scott, your husband, of course, for those that don't know who Scott is, through a
Yeah.
very interesting series of events. Would you mind sharing that with the ladies?
Yeah, of course. So I actually met Scott online. We met on Tinder, and I was living in the Netherlands back then, and he was coming for business to my country. So we decided to meet up. I didn't have any expectations or something. I was like, you know, whatever, like I used to date guys from Holland, from the Netherlands before, but I just didn't feel the vibe that much. I was like, okay, why not try dating an American, you know? So
And how was it meeting him? So that you said you had zero expectations, but I would presume that you had a little bit of an idea of what you wanted in your future husband or your future boyfriend, right?
I mean, of course, I had like a you know, vision what I ex how I want my husband to be. I was like, I always like guys with a really nice smile. I like guys who are like really nice to me, who treat me like a princess, you know, who yeah, I just love that in a guy. So yeah, when we first met, I wouldn't say it was like love at first sight or something, but we definitely had an attraction and we liked each other. But you know how people say like, oh my God, I felt butterflies the first time. I didn't have that. But yeah, we he's a very positive person, what I like too, you know, like since I was getting with my mind in the law of attraction and stuff, I wanted to be very positive. I had a relationship before that and I broke it off with my long-term ex-boyfriend who was the same age of me. But he, when I start, you know, when I was starting to go in the law of attraction, like my mindset was changing, his wasn't changing. So he was like, Leah, are you living a very fairy tale or something, you know? And I was like, no, I deserve everything. Like everything is gonna happen for me. And I really believe that.
So how do you have any tips for those ladies at home? Because this is a question that I get very often. You know what you want, you're going for it. And just like you with your vision board, when someone sees that vision board, they might laugh, they might ridicule you. What tips do you have for the ladies at home that are just starting out?
Be confident in yourself and don't listen to what other people are going to say to you. Like everyone is thinking different. Like everyone around you always wants to give you advice. Like so many people. Like to me even, like sometimes people give me advice I don't even ask for. Like let's say a person gives me relationship advice, but they are not in a relationship, you know? Or they give me like advice about life, but like where are they actually? They give me advice about business, but are they actually successful in business?
That is a good thing that you're mentioning, because I always say this to those in the inner circle, that you have to be very careful with advice. And oftentimes we take advice from people, just like you said, that are not even living the life that you want. So why would you even take their advice seriously, right?
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. So yeah, and the vision board, it was not like really I would show people. It was something, you know, for myself. Yeah. I mean, I was living at home back then. My mom knew, because of course I was like I just was cutting everything out, you know, of the newspaper and stuff or from magazines and putting it on there. And yeah, but she didn't say really anything, but I just kept it more for myself. You know, I just had it in my room. It wasn't like I was telling everyone about it because I was like, you know, not everyone is gonna get it. And that's okay.
That's
That's
good that
okay.
you mentioned that, because
This is all about you. We create our reality. It's none of our business what other people think or feel about our goals, because it's ours, right? We need to protect it with our life, so to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like, you know, let's say you want to make that vision board and you're really excited about it and you're telling someone and they don't think the same as you and they're like, that's fucking bullshit. Sorry for the word. That's bullshit.
It's okay. We can drop the F-bombs on this podcast.
That's, you know, that's some bullshit. And then you're maybe gonna, like, you know, think, if you're not so confident, you're gonna think like, is the person really right? You know, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe it is not, you know. So just be careful, you know, about that, because not everyone is gonna get you. And that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. And you mentioned confidence. Would you mind sharing with the ladies if you have any tips about how to gain that confidence? Because I find that I've known you for 4 to 5 years. And I'm speaking of myself as well. I feel like we've had the same journey, that we really worked on our confidence. But I'm just very curious to hear what your take is on confidence.
Yeah, so confidence, I think it comes with time. Sometimes, you know, I wasn't always confident. But, you know, after a while, I was like, you know, I love myself. I love who I am. You know, I can tell about myself, like, I look pretty, like, I look good. I don't always have to wear makeup. I don't always have to do the whole thing, but I just like being in my own skin. And it's just about accepting yourself.
Yeah. And I see you going live for those ladies that wonder. Leia has a group, but it's mainly in Dutch, but maybe it will be English in the future. When you go live, I enjoy how you just hop on there, you don't care, and people are there to listen. Sometimes almost 4,000 people at one time listening to what she has to say. But this confidence that you have, whether you have makeup, whether you don't have makeup, I just see it consistently, and I love that about you.
The Facebook group is mostly Dutch, but English people can join it too. A lot of posts are English too, and you can click on the translation. And my YouTube is English too.
Oh, yeah, your YouTube is English. We're going to drop that link as well for those that want to follow Leia. Because what I notice usually with people that are teaching the law of attraction, many of them do not have the evidence. And she has the evidence. She lives the life, and she lives the life every single day. So you can check that through her YouTube page as well. And you often have your husband on there too. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your husband? Because I find him very entertaining.
So actually I feel like me and my husband, we are kind of different. We are actually very different. Like, I'm sometimes a more introvert person, and he's like a person who likes to go out a lot. Like I'm sometimes, you know, more like he's like friendly with everyone, you know. And literally when he wakes up, he's always positive. And my husband, that's what I really love about him though. Like, he always has a smile on his face, and literally it like brights up, you know, the whole room. So yeah. My husband has jewelry stores. He has art stores. He has art fairs, and he does real estate. That's what he does for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe this is something you can talk about, because we're both from the Netherlands, and Netherlands has a very specific mindset when it comes to the type of life that we enjoy. I think you manifested good friends the moment that you put yourself in a different situation. Would you mind sharing this journey with the ladies? Because you moved from the Netherlands to the US, so this must have been something that most people could have told you, oh my God, why are you doing this? Are you sure? Blah, blah, blah.
How oh my God, that? I had so many people telling me, like, Leah, what are you like doing? You know, literally I had people telling me, like, you need to talk with a psychologist.
Why? Like,
people telling me, I don't know, because they really thought I was crazy or something. I don't know. When I was a child, I you know, when I was a kid, I would always love to watch, you know, MTV, and one of my favorite shows was Laguna Beach, you know, and
oh,
the hills.
Yes. Oh my God, and you were living there.
Yeah, and actually, I also live 1 year in Orange County.
Yeah,
Laguna Beach. I lived there 1 year, but actually, that was my favorite show, and also the show from Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, The Simple Life.
Oh, Simple Life, love it.
That's when I already knew, like, I wanna move to America. And then I was also you know, going in the law of attraction, and I was looking online at things, and then I saw like, oh, you know, way more people in America are into the law of attraction and that kind of stuff. And then I would, in Amsterdam, I would go like every day to the gym, listen while I'm on the bike, you know, biking and listen to law of attraction things. But for me, it was kind of hard in Holland because the mindset from the Netherlands is like very small minded. They want you to think inside a box.
Absolutely.
You know, they're very inside a box. So sometimes, you know, it got me like sometimes Dutch people can be very negative, you know, they're very straightforward. So if you're not confident enough, that's going to like, you know, it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
So maybe through that, I also learned from it, like, you know, whatever, I'm not going to listen to these people. And then I already knew like Holland is not the country I want to live in.
Yeah.
Because in America, I always got a lot of positive vibes also from the people around me.
It's just very different. And for, I think majority of the listeners and those that follow me are from the US. It's interesting when you look at different countries and how they approach things like the law of attraction, dreaming big. And I feel like the US is very much pro doing a good job with your life, putting big goals out there, achieving things, and actually having people celebrate with you. It's very strange that in the Netherlands, it tends to be the complete opposite, where they tell you, oh, I don't know how to translate normaal doen, and normaal ben je al gek genoeg of zo. I don't know, how do you translate this?
They say like this, act normal, it's already crazy enough, you know?
Yeah.
If you're act normal, it's already, you know, you're already on a limit.
Like, what the hell? It's interesting, but then again, did you not have these voices echo in the back of your mind, or were you able to just move and leave the Netherlands and these negative people behind?
I mean, in the beginning, I must say I had some of these things, you know, in my head, but after a while, literally what I was doing, when I was in Holland, I was like in the gym, I would listen every day to the law of attraction or to American people, like, or to Tony Robbins or something, you know?
Okay.
So it was like, I was listening every morning to it. Every day I was listening to it for an hour. So then it didn't really affect me. And I already knew, like, I wanted to go ASAP away from Holland. And I would always travel already a lot, you know? Mm. I wasn't that much in Holland, but always when I was in Holland, I felt that negative. I don't know. It wasn't the country for me. It's nice, but you know.
It's nice to go back, and it's nice to go back and have the food, because I know we both like the lekkere frietjes, the fries, and the good stuff, and the
family.
yes. But that's about it. And unfortunately, there is Corona, because I was supposed to come visit you this year, and if you keep postponing when you were in LA, I was supposed to come see you. Now you're in Palm Beach, so definitely 2021, Corona allowing.
Yes, but definitely.
But for the ladies at home listening, you heard Leah, there are people everywhere in the world, no matter where you are, that might not believe in you. You have to start believing in yourself. So Leah, any tips for those that are kind of struggling with believing in themselves? What would you tell them?
I would say, don't listen to those people and try to look for like-minded people who think like you. And that's what I think what Alexis is doing is great. She has the Facebook group and all of these things. So you come in contact with people who are thinking the same.
Yeah.
And then you keep that confidence too. I think that's important too. You know, like, Alexis, we know each other for a long time already. And, you know, we are on the same vibe. We know, you know, we just know.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to explain yourself anymore. You know, the law of attraction, you know, everything. And I would just say, try not to, it sounds maybe negative or not good to say, but because of the law of attraction, I lost some friendships, but I'm fine with it.
But let's talk about that a little bit, because that's something that oftentimes is not discussed. I feel like as you change your mind, as you said, your mindset completely shifted, and when you were discussing also your ex-boyfriend that was staying in the same bracket of how he thinks and how he sees things, when you are doing the law, when you're doing the law of attraction, your entire mindset shifts, because you see that you have countless opportunities, you start believing in yourself, and that makes people uncomfortable, right? Some people just can't handle it.
Yeah, I think some people can't handle it, but I think some people also think like, oh, what is this kind of weird thing, you know, like they don't really know, they don't really know what to say or what to do, because out of the blue, not out of the blue, but like in some time you change how you think inside. So you also actually kind of change like a person too.
Yeah.
So yeah, then it was for me just costing too much energy and always having discussions about it. So I was like, you know, it's better just to take a distance, to let go. Yeah. But and I mean, I've got a lot of great new friends through the law of attraction who are like-minded.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you met your best friend in the US, I believe, right?
Yes, I did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel you manifested that friendship?
To be honest, yes. I feel like I kind of did. Actually, we met online, but we were like in like-minded group, like a law of attraction and stuff. And I posted something then on that Facebook or Instagram, what it was, that I was in Laguna Beach, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, I live here, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I work at a restaurant, this and that. And that evening I was going to dinner and she sent me a picture of herself. Mm-hmm. And I was in that restaurant and then I saw her that evening there. So I was like, hey.
Oh, wow.
I recognize you from that picture. And from that day, we were like just like best friends. Like she will pick me up. She will show me everything around, you know, because it was also weird for me. I'm in a new country, you know, I'm in California. I didn't have any friends there. Yeah, I had some friends, but, you know, not a friend like.
Mm-hmm, not like her. Friend. And and there you go. I mean, I feel like for me, it's the same thing. When certain people are left behind, the universe makes sure that bigger and better things come on your path. And this includes friendships too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now let me see the questions that the ladies have in the group, because there were quite some questions and I'm just trying to pick a few. Let's see here. Uh-huh. So Roxanne Tiffany has a question and she says, how to practice self-confidence on your worst days?
Sometimes you have like podcasts or on YouTube with like affirmation and they say, I am great, I am beautiful. And just say it to yourself, you know, in the mirror too. Mm-hmm. I think that really helps. And, you know, people always like look at themselves and look at the, you know, things that are, how do you say it? Things that are negative or something about themselves. But you also have a lot of beautiful things.
Have you ever used affirmations in your past? And when you did, what type of affirmations did you listen to or say to yourself?
To be honest, I don't do affirmations that much anymore because I know it's just like, I don't know, it goes automatic or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning I did, and I would listen to like, I did that a few years ago always. I would put my headset on and it's like some hypnosis, mm-hmm. YouTube video was it. And then they would say like, affirmations to you, and then you would also fall asleep. And I don't know, for some reason that really worked for me.
Okay, well, if you come across the video, do share, because we like sharing this good stuff with the ladies. And as well, I am working, or I have a lot of things that I'm working on, subliminals, where there are some subliminals sentences in there that have to do with attracting high value friendships, high value relationships, and things like that. So that's coming up too. All right, Leah. So we're nearing the end of the podcast. I just wanted to see if you had anything that you wanted to share with the ladies that we perhaps have not discussed.
To be honest, I think I said everything I wanted to say. And ladies, just believe in yourself. Also have your own life, you know, focus mm-hmm. on yourself. Put yourself first. It's okay to put yourself first, okay? You want to go somewhere, I want to say the tutu girls, like, people always ask help, but you cannot go there yet if you are not where you want to be. If you are where you want to be, you can help people. But mm-hmm. it's very hard to help people if you are not where you want to be yet.
So that I would is say that. Golden advice. Absolutely.
Put yourself on number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even people say it's selfish, but I don't think it's selfish. It's also sometimes self-love.
It's self-love. And it's genius what you just said. Because I see lots of women in the group, and they say they want to work on themselves, but their focus is on other people, what other people are saying, what other people are doing, or they're trying to help other people, or they feel like attacked by what other people are saying. This is all not self-love, and this is not focusing on yourself, like Leah says. And now is the time. I think even with Corona, it helps you reflect a lot. How has Corona been for you when it came to reflection or your experience?
Yeah, Corona actually, for me, it wasn't that bad in some way. Oh, okay, you know, life is different, but my husband normally works a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't see him that much. So for me, it was, you know, I say to him, like, you know, it's kind of nice. You're more home now, you know, we have more time together.
Yeah, that's lovely.
But, you know, in other ways, it's a difficult time the world goes through. And I hope it will be normal again. But I, you know, I always reflect kind of on myself. So, you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't something new for me or something with Corona that I felt different, no.
But do you reflect, let's say, at night or throughout the day? How do you do that?
You know, I would, this is also what I always say to my husband, like, or I have like friends calling me who have like problems or something. Okay, there is a problem. You can talk about it. You can talk about it, but you just need to do it. You just need to find a solution and do it. You know, you can talk about it, whatever, how long you want. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
You need to do it. That's what you need to do. Sometimes I think, okay, what do I want? Is there a problem? Okay, then, okay, do it.
Yeah. Don't talk about it. Solution oriented. Yeah. And there's a lot of, and some, this is something that most people are not even aware that they're doing it, is self-sabotage and self-defeating thoughts. Do you have any tips when it comes to when someone is struggling with self-sabotage? Like, they say that they want to put themselves first, but they just can't do it.
Yeah, if you just can't do it, yeah, that's kind of hard, to be honest. Mm. You just need to do it. You don't have an option. You just need.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it, you know?
You need to snap out of it. And I guess for some people, it takes longer than others. But as you said, if you don't take action and if you don't put yourself first, it's going to be hard. So you need to first, I guess, resolve within yourself why you are doing this in the first place and not get distracted.
True.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay. Well, Leah, thank you so much for your time on the podcast. I really enjoyed interviewing you. Is there anything else that I might have missed, or are we good?
No, we're good. We're good.
We are good.
I mean, we can talk forever.
We can. And we're going to do a YouTube recording soon whenever we have time to do our makeup and hair and look presentable, because
we will.
I'm lazy these days.
We will.
But there's more coming. And ladies, if you have questions for Leah, she's in the group. And if there are lots of questions, we can do maybe a live, or maybe we can do another podcast where we discuss the questions that you ladies have. Leah, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for sharing your story with us. I'm sure the ladies will enjoy this podcast. Stay tuned, because as I promised, I will be coming on with more content. As I said, I moved to the Caribbean. Everything is set up now and I have my little studio ready.
So nice.
Yes, you need to come. And we have the yacht parties in January.
Yes,
I hope that the borders are open then and you can come with Scott, and that should be fun. Maybe we can also vlog that. That should be fun.
I know, right? I know we should.
Okay, ladies. Thank you, Leah. And speak to you next time. Ciao.